I think you've probably noticed, but often when I am leading communion, before I share the elements, I bless them, and I use a traditional Hebrew prayer to present them to you. The reason I do that is I think that it's the prayer Jesus would have said over the bread and the cup when he was present. It's traditional to the Seder meal and to any meal that you're together. It's a formulaic prayer. It's a blessing. The first part of it simply offers an acknowledgement of God's creation. And the second part then offers gratitude and a bit of a question. And so when I'm doing the elements, we do the formula, and I offer gratitude for the bread from the earth and the fruit of the vine from which our juice will come from. There are many such prayers, these formulaic prayers, and there is another one that you may have heard me use, but I want to tell you about it today. I use it every morning. It's the first prayer that starts my day, and it would be the prayer that most Orthodox Jews would use to start their day. Beautiful. It's a very, after the formulaic piece, it uses these simple words in Hebrew, Oseh Maaseh Bereshit. Oseh Maaseh Bereshit. What's lovely about this prayer is its last word, Bereshit, is actually the very first word of the book of Genesis. It would have been, had Lisa read to us in Hebrew, Bereshit is the first word that's often translated as in the beginning, when things were getting started, at the first moment. This is the word Bereshit, and there's a legend, a rabbinic legend, that if you understand the meaning of the first word of the Bible, Bereshit, you actually understand all of Scripture. I'm not sure I do, so I'm not going to try to get you there for that. But it's beautiful. The prayer, Oseh Maaseh Bereshit, the prayer says, may the work that you did, God, we're addressing the Creator, when you were creating the world on that first day, may this moment have that same spirit. May this moment be like the very first moment. May your creative and artistic and blessed energy be the same energy that I feel right now. And it's often done very first thing in the morning. So this day becomes like the first day. Now, that might sound familiar to you because one of my favorite poems by Eleanor Fargeron, we sang it this morning, and you probably know it because Cat Stevens sang it. Morning Has Broken has this similar theme, this idea like, wow, it was so perfectly beautiful and creative then. Let's get that same energy and spirit. May that be here now. What a beautiful prayer. And I want to think about this with you in my reflection today. So I'm going to use a little of that Hebrew as I call us to reflect together. So in that spirit, would you pray with me, please? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Malach haolam Oseh Maaseh Bereshit. Blessed are you, Lord our God, creator of this beautiful universe. May this day, this moment, be full of the same spirit and creativity as the first moment. Touch us with that spirit, O God. Touch our eyes and our ears, our minds and our hearts, so together we might see and hear and truly believe in this way of faith and spirit that comes to us as we walk in the ways of our ancestors and in the way of Jesus the Christ. Amen. So you know that I love studying and have been for a long time a student of the religions of the world, all the different movements. I love reading about them and learning about them, and I like different spiritual traditions, and I like to hear about people's worldviews and different cosmologies. I'm really interested in all of that, and you know this, but I'm going to remind you, the reason that I love that is because it's a little selfish. It helps me better understand who I am. When I understand the other a little better, it helps me understand who I am. And so I'm always singing to you in a different language and telling you about some peoples from here or there or everywhere. And sometimes you roll your eyes at me like, here he goes again. But I just remind you that I do that so all of us find a better home in our own spirit. We need the wisdom of the world. And so I'm going to do it to you again. Eye roll if you need to. I want to talk about the Aboriginal people of Australia on this Indigenous Day. They have a very unusual cosmology, an unusual worldview that circles on this very funny phrase that I heard first 25 years ago, and it's captured my imagination, and it's this word, every when. It's an English translation of a Yorta Yorta word. And it has a sense that time is not linear as we often think about it, right? This happened first, and then this happens. The first day of the week is Sunday, then there's Monday, then there's Tuesday. We are born, we live, we die. All of this has, in our mindset and our cosmology and our worldview, a very linear idea. Time starts here and moves there. And Aboriginal thought thinks of time more circularly. Or even, maybe not even circular, but an idea that the past and the present and the future are all accessible right here in this moment. This is the part that I find fascinating. All time isn't all over out there. It's all here now. And they have a spiritual practice, the Aboriginal people do, and Lisa mentioned it in the beautiful prayer about the earth. They call it the dream time. And it is a form of meditation or prayer or ritual, and it's often done in a lodge or a hut, or it can be done alone or in community. But the idea is when we go into the dream time, we are allowing all time to come to us in that moment. Every when. This happens every when. And what we're allowed to do then is we're allowed to draw the best of all energies to us here now. It is a reminder that the creator, the originator in Aboriginal thought, or God to us, that's all right here, right now, accessible to us. And part of our prayer is to ask God to give us some of that mojo when we need it. To allow the creative, artistic, blessed goodness of the very first day, if we're going to use time, to be here. Morning has broken like the very first morning. Let's get that energy going in here now. Let's tap into what's possible with a God who has created us and creating in us still, now, here, every when, here. Now, okay, that sounds very different. You would say, Steve, that's not what good Western Christians would believe. Wait. Are you familiar with football games? And you know that when someone is kicking a field goal, there's always somebody who has a sign, a huge sign up in the stands, trying to get people to come to Jesus. And what does the sign say? Anybody know? John 3:16. Thank you very much. That's exactly what it says. Anybody be able to quote it for me? You get the first cup of coffee today. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever should believe should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Let's talk about everlasting life. In the Greek, aionios zoe. Like the first moment, the bells, here they come. Aionios zoe, which was translated by our friends who wrote the King James. You know, and not my favorite translation. The King James, they translated it everlasting life. But that first word really doesn't mean everlasting, like forever, like out in that direction. The word actually means perpetual. It means beyond the boundary of time. You're not smiling like I'm smiling inside. That's incredible. God did all this so that we might have Zoe, life, outside the boundaries of time. That is staggering to me because it reminds me of everyone. The gift that Jesus is providing us is a sense that God, the God we believe in, the way, the kingdom, whatever words you're using that Jesus is trying to teach us, all of the practices, all of the songs are trying to get us outside of time. Where God always was and always is. Where God always was and always is. And a practice like this allows us then to face everything and anything. Because this is everyone. God has not left us. God is not hiding. Things change. But when we enter into everyone, life outside of time, we receive an amazing gift of spirit. A God who will take care of us no matter what. God so loved you that you are given the gift of life outside of time, where the creative and good and blessed and beautiful and loving Spirit of God is always present. Not bad. Thanks be to God. Amen.